For the sake of our listeners, I will repeat. Burglar. Talk about hard luck. I broke into a lawyer's house last night, and he got the drop on me, told me to get lost and never come back. Burglar's pal. You got off easy. Burglar. Easy? He charged me $150 for the warning. Well, I think we'd better get ready for our next... Well, perhaps this won't hurt. It'll treat your funny bone. Hey, I need to ask, how many nurses are here? Raise your hands. How many have been nurses here? Okay. All right. Well, you're in for some real funny stuff here. The hospital patient was worried. Are you sure it's pneumonia, doctor? He asked. I've heard of cases where a doctor treated a patient for pneumonia, and he ended up dying of something else. Don't worry, said the doctor. When I treat a patient for pneumonia, he dies of pneumonia. Now, this bit of humor, during an examination, a rookie police officer was asked what strategy he would use to disperse a threatening crowd. I would take up a collection, he wrote. He must have been a Catholic. And a scientist invented a salve that could bring inanimate objects to life, like a statue, and decided to try it out on the statue of a great general. Well, you know what happens to statues over a period of time, birds settle on it, and of course they leave a lot of things there. Sure enough, the statue gave a quiver, and a moment later, the general, creaking a bit in the joints, climbed down from his pedestal. I have given you back your life, exulted the scientist. Tell me, General, what's the first thing you're going to do? That's easy, rasped the general, ripping out his gun from his holster. I'm going to shoot me about 2 million pigeons. Now, we don't want just Snickers here. That's life. Isn't it true that new babies make men out of fathers and boys out of grandfathers? Well, girls out of grandmothers, too. You know, you're quick to show your pictures around and you talk endlessly about how you spend time with them. What a joy it is, of course. This, by the way, are jokes from my Christian membership in the Merry Christians. Jokes shared by priests and Catholic people and nuns and so forth. Many a father works hard to keep the wolf from the door. Then his daughter grows up and brings one home. Now that should not be suppressed laughter. Now this is no aspersion on your political affiliation, but this is supposed to be a prayer. Our children's choir at Holy Faith Parish recently presented a dramatization of the gospel parable of the Pharisee and Publican. We fleshed it out with some humor and contemporary references in the rehearsal, but fortunately not in the actual presentation. One of the children read the Pharisee's prayer as follows. O God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, a liar, a cheat, nasty, dishonest, or worse, like that Republican over there.
I don't know where you stand, Father. Okay.
Now, this is a comment on mankind and the foolishness of mankind as compared to the control of even animals. Three monkeys sat in a coconut tree looking down on folks like you and me. Said one to the other, do you agree that man came from our family tree? The very thoughts a rank disgrace that man descended from our race. What monkey ever betrayed his wife, harmed his children, and wrecked their life? Did you ever know a mother monk who left her kids with others to bunk? Or pass them on from one to another until they hardly knew their mother? Another thing you'll never see, a fence around a coconut tree to watch the coconuts go to waste while others starve for food to taste. Some other things a monk won't do, indulge in drugs and whiskey too, or use a gun, a club, or knife to take another monkey's life. It seems to me there's too much fuss about the way man came from us, when in fact the Bible says he came from dust. That is worth recording.
Yeah, we have to copy the Owl Father.
By the tape. Gotcha. I may have told this in another form, but I think I can tell this in my own way. This pastor prepared his homily carefully, and he stood up before the people on Sunday morning, and he said this. He said, my dear people, I want you to know that from Monday to Friday this past week, I prepared my homily for you. And on Friday night, I wrote it out, and Saturday morning, I decided to record it. And wouldn't you know, I listened to it, and Saturday afternoon, I fell asleep. Amen. Shortest homily you ever had. And if I haven't ever told this one, this has to do with a Monsignor who found that his people were falling asleep on him at his homily on Sunday morning. So he went to the bishop to get some advice. And the bishop said, I have just a thing for you. First of all, you have to know you have to catch their attention. So kind of wake them up. And then when you have their attention, give them another shock. So tomorrow, when you stand before the people, tell them, my dear people, your bishop is in love with a woman. Oh, they'll all sit up straight. And then shock them a little more. And tell them, besides, he's been in love with her for 30 years. Oh, my goodness. They'll really be attentive. And then give them your homily and tell them, it's our Blessed Mother. So now he stood up before the people, 10 o'clock Mass, the church was full, and he, in his best voice, he said, my dear people, I want you to know that your bishop is in love with a woman. Ooh, everybody's sitting up straight. And besides, he's been in love with her for 30 years. Oh, my goodness. And he scratched his head. He said, and for the life of me, I don't know who it is. And the bell of the chancery rang all day. Who is that woman? Now, you mothers have been with the children, have all kinds of diseases. And this is what happened. After discovering an epidemic of chickenpox at our preschool, all teachers were instructed to ask their children if they had ever had the disease. I approached one sleepy-eyed 4-year-old and asked, "Did you have chickenpox?" He said, "No, I had frosted flakes." And a dental assistant, this woman is talking, "As a dental assistant, I had just helped cement a permanent crown onto a patient's tooth when the dentist handed me him a warranty for the work. Surprised, the patient asked, 'Is this like a muffler warranty?'" Forever, you know. "Oh, well," the dentist said, "it's good for the first 5 years or 30,000 smiles, whichever comes first." And a customer came into the fast food restaurant where I work, placed his order, prepared to pay the cashier. Just then, the cash register began to make a funny noise. "Is there any problem with the register?" asked the customer. "Oh, no, sir, there's no problem. That'll be $36,000, please." And this should please you. My stepfather was in court defending a woman charged with hitting a police car with her vehicle. This is the woman talking. While trying to inquire where the accident occurred, he asked, "Where did you hit the police car?" She replied, "Right between the P and the O." That's very precise. Oh, this is bound to please you no end. If you've ever tried to wake your children up in the morning and get them off to school, then you can appreciate this. Absolutely. I guarantee it. My daughter, this is a mother talking, is a young, busy mother of 4 boys, ages 6, 5, 2, and 8 months. One morning, in order to keep an early appointment in a nearby town, she asked me to come over and help feed the 8-month-old while she got the older children dressed, fed, and out the door. As I entered her home, she handed me the baby, went upstairs to waken the other boys. Knowing how hard it is to get them motivated that early, I was shocked when all 3 came down within 5 minutes, completely dressed and ready for breakfast. As I began praising them for being so cooperative and dressing so quickly, the 6-year-old looked at me through glazed eyes and said, "Mom put us to bed this way last night." I knew it. That's a good bit of wisdom to share with your daughter when she marries. Words of wisdom. Well, if you've ever heard a big fib, this is it. America's love affair with the automobile has led to some pretty outrageous bragging. My father-in-law, who owned a tavern in Wabash, Indiana, enjoyed telling his customers about this new pickup truck. "The brakes are so good," he says, "that when I stop at the light, the paint slides right off the truck." But not to worry, he'd quickly respond to the raised eyebrows. The truck has great acceleration too. I just hit the gas and the paint slides right back on.
It's also a big story, so.
And if you've ever had to do with stuffed animals, a taxidermist, well, you can appreciate this. Did you ever hear about the guy who is both a taxidermist and a veterinarian?
What?
A veterinarian. He has a sign on his door. Either way, you get your dog back. Preserved or alive.
That's right. I really hope preserved.
And some parents, in this case it's a father, who had to tell the story. He said, when I was a youngster, complained the frustrated father, I was disciplined by being sent to my room without supper. But my son has his own color TV, phone, computer, and CCD player. So what do you do? Asked his friend. I send him to my room. As you can see, these are good family jokes. Can be told anywhere. Well, I'm finally going to end with this one. I'm trying to recall one that a mother had told her daughter about having a answering service installed, and she had finally, her son had put it in, and I'm not sure that I can find it quick enough to give it to you, except I think I'll have to change it to this. Two young executives riding out in the country stop at a bar to get some refreshment. And while they're at the bar, one of them reached into his coat and pulled out a pen. He began talking to it, and the bartender had a big question mark in his eye. So the executive, young executive, said, oh, this is a state-of-the-art cellular pen, phone. And after a while, the other man reached out and down, he pulled out his hat and began talking in his hat. And he explained to the bartender, this is the state-of-the-art cellular hat. Three stools down at the bar, one of the local people there let out a great big burp, and he said, quick, a piece of paper, I feel a fax coming on.
The last one.
Just so that you hear what it's like.